We're talking with the Chief Executive Officer of the RCAF USA organization, Bill Bullard. Bill, you're in Oklahoma for just a little short amount of time, meeting with some producers and others here in Oklahoma City. I know that you've had some real concerns about this state of Oklahoma beef checkoff that the State Department of Agriculture, Oklahoma cattlemen have been working on.
Yeah, our principal concern is that these checkoff dollars are not being used to promote USA-produced beef. These checkoff dollars are used to promote a generic product, some of which is actually a competitive product for our U.S. producers. In other words, we're bringing in beef from other countries, and our checkoff program is encouraging consumers to eat the beef because all beef is the same, regardless of whether it came from Nicaragua, Honduras, or the United States of America. We strongly disagree with that message. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do at the national level because the Supreme Court has spoken and stated that that was government speech, that the checkoff program is government controlled and managed from beginning to end. It certainly isn't a producer self-help program. And so now we're looking at the states because the Supreme Court did not address what is going on in the states. What we found in Montana was that the federal district court has agreed with us that it was unconstitutional for the USDA to compel producers to pay for the private speech of the private Montana State Beef Council. We think that same decision ought to apply in other states like Oklahoma. So we think it is premature for Oklahoma to try to raise additional monies through the checkoff program when there is now a genuine question regarding the constitutionality of how these state beef programs are being operated.
Now, of course, the state of Oklahoma, two different questions. You're talking about the federal checkoff program, and you basically brought the litigation against the Montana Beef Council. The potential of raising legal questions in Oklahoma, you'd be talking about the state of Oklahoma's legislation or law that has authorized a state beef checkoff, which is separate from the Fed.
Well, it is, but there is overlap, of course, because we already have the national program underway in which half of the money is held by the state of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. So this new referendum would then add an additional $1 to the 50 cents that the state already receives. So the state would be receiving $1.50. But it still raises the same fundamental question, if this is private speech, then why would they compel producers to pay that private speech in the state of Oklahoma? If it is not constitutional to compel producers to pay for the private speech of private entities, which the Oklahoma State Beef Council would be, we think that that question still is very meaningful and would affect Oklahoma as well. And we want to test that.
I know you've talking about the potential for litigation. Are you moving in that direction?
We certainly are. We think this case is ripe for litigation. We think that the referendum itself is unlawful based on Oklahoma law, based on what research we've done. So it is our intention to challenge the validity of this referendum and its constitutionality as well.
The vote's already underway.
That's correct. So there's a limited time available here, but we think there is adequate time for people who are concerned about this to take appropriate measures in order to test whether or not this meets state statutes and meets the state constitution and meets the federal constitution as well.
Are you trying to actually stop that November 1st vote, or are you looking at maybe trying to then overturn whatever the results of that vote is, if indeed it happens?
Well, I think it would be quite a rush to try to stop the vote. The vote is supposed to be completed around the 1st of November. So it's going to be our goal to try to stop the results or the referendum from ever going into effect. In other words, regardless of what the outcome of the vote is, if the law itself underlying the referendum is unconstitutional or in violation of state statutes or state regulations, then the results of the election will be null and void.
So you're hoping, are you trying to test it both at the state level and federal level then?
Well, here in Oklahoma, we would just be testing it at the state level, though we may be raising some issues that would be relevant on the federal level as well. Our principal focus remains in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals right now with our Montana case. But the timing is such that we need to act on this. We do not want to wait now that we believe firmly that that this referendum is unlawful. We don't want to be dilatory and not take action in a timely manner here in Oklahoma.
Circling back around to that Montana case, some of the language that came out of it, I'm not quite sure if I understand all of it or not, but it sounded like an effect that the judge was instructing the Beef Council that they could not spend any of the money. They would have to forward it to the Cattlemen's Beef Board, but they could get permission from individual producers to hold money, or would they have to get permission from all producers to be able to hold money back at the state level?
Well, what the court ruled was that it was unconstitutional to compel producers to pay for the private speech of the Montana Beef Council. But what would be constitutional is if producers first gave affirmative consent. So in the state of Montana, the injunction that we received stopped all monies from being held by the Montana State Beef Council, meaning the entire dollar had to go to the federal level. And now the Montana State Beef Council is seeking affirmative consent from every individual producer to have their money held by the state. So they now have to obtain the affirmative consent of every producer. And what this really does is it empowers producers. It gives them the choice of where their money will go. If they are satisfied with the promotion and research activities of the Montana Beef Council, they can continue sending their money there. But if they're not satisfied, they have the choice to send a very compelling message, and that is, we're not satisfied with the performance, and it has to be better. You know, that's what our free enterprise system is all about. So we're in full support of a voluntary checkoff program, which is now in effect in Montana as a result of this federal district court decision.
So this is on each individual producer will have a chance to say yay or nay based on the current interpretation of the court.
Well, that's right. The Constitution protects the individual rights of individuals, and so what we determined in this case was that it was unconstitutional and the First Amendment rights of producers were being violated. So now, in order to correct that, every producer now has the opportunity to choose whether or not his or her 50 cents of every beef checkoff dollar will be held by the state, or will all of it be forwarded on to the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
One last question on the Oklahoma side of things. Are you anticipating trying to move forward with some litigation before November 1, or are you thinking that you'll be organizing, as you mentioned, to try to stop the implementation of the results of the vote?
Well, right now we're looking at stopping the implementation of the results of the vote. So we're looking at taking some relatively quick action before the vote is over with in order to ask the Supreme Court in the state of Oklahoma to give this a thorough and critical review.